5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let's do this.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Powers Point Podcast. I'm your host, Scott Powers. In today's episode, we're going to talk about time travel. I got more fun facts for you guys, and I got music by Claire Bradshaw. So stay tuned. We'll be back after these messages.
For great comedy and music events in the Midwest, be sure to check out www.madhattershows.com. Great prices and great entertainment such as Second Chance, Pat Godwin and Reno Collier, Jeremy Piven, Donnie Baker, Kevin Farley, Andy Dick, and Pauly Shore. Go to madhattershows.com for all dates and details.
It's time once again for some useless knowledge, but I love to tell you guys that these are all 100% true. You can choose to believe them or not, so here we go. Number 1. Banging your head against the wall for 1 hour burns 150 calories. Alternatively, you can walk your dog for 45 minutes, which also burns 150 calories and is much less painful. I really hate to see the person who came up with this fact. It's got to look like they got smacked in the face a few times with a log or something. I'm sure they're pretty. Number 2. Snakes can help predict earthquakes. They can sense an coming quake from 75 miles away. For those that don't know mileage, that's 121 kilometers, up to 5 days before it happens. So my friends, buy some real estate next to the reptile farm, so when it's time to go, you can roll. Number 3. 7% of American adults believe that chocolate milk comes from brown cows. Oof. I know 7% doesn't sound like a lot, but that actually works out to be 16.4 million American adults. Seriously, there's 16.4 American adults who believe chocolate milk comes from brown cows. I swear, the crew in the back is going to be getting fired after today's show. Number 4. In 1960, a cow got hit by a chunk of falling U.S. satellite in Cuba. This was during a time where tensions between Havana and Washington were at their highest, so the Cubans decided to make the best out of a bad situation and had a good laugh at the American neighbors. They paraded a cow through the Cuban streets with a sign on it that said, "Eisenhower, you murdered one of my sisters." I don't know what to say about that. Guess that's where hot beef came from. Number 5. In Tokyo, Japan, there is a hedgehog cafe. You can go to this establishment and pay 1,000 yen to go in, have a cappuccino, and play with and cuddle some amazing hedgehogs. Just be careful when you're cuddling them because they aren't exactly soft and fluffy. And for the love of God, please look before you sit down. And there you have it, our facts of the show. Let me know what you think.
Sticking Together by JK is a proud sponsor of the Powers Point Podcast. Visit them online at their Etsy store at www.stickingtogetherbyjk.etsy.com to learn more and shop the mother-daughter duo's assortment of permanent vinyl decals. That's www.stickingtogetherbyjk.etsy.com.
Okay, we are at that point in the show. And I absolutely love this feature, and I know a lot of you listeners like this because you guys send me lots of messages. It's the time that I get to play an unknown singer you may or may not have heard of, a singer, a group, every genre I play. If you want it played, I play it, whether it's rap, electronic, country, pop, I've played it all. And I love all your guys' feedback, and this week is no different. This week, I'm playing a UK-based musician, Claire Bradshaw. She started her music career as a small 7-year-old with a large cello. She played in several youth orchestras until she swapped her cello for a guitar and at the age of 15, started her first band. Their debut gig was playing squeeze covers at the school assembly. She went on to play synths, guitar, and bass for various bands in Nottingham, UK, and Toronto, Canada. After a long hiatus working in TV film, she has now returned to her first love, music. Look out for more folky, proggy, and indie poppy tracks coming soon. Here she is, Claire Bradshaw, with her song, The Face of Doom.
The
Okay, again, that was Claire Bradshaw. And if you want to learn more about her, you can go to her website at ClaireBradshawMusic.com. She has a few other hits that you can listen to on there. They are all amazing. So let her know you heard her here first. And also, if you are a musician, a singer, a band, and you want a platform to have your music heard on, I'll play anything except hardcore rap with lots of swearing in it, because it's just not my thing. But I will listen to it. I will play it. So send me a message. Send me an email at powers31911@yahoo.com. Message me on Instagram at powers31911. Message me on Facebook at powerspointpodcast. I will play your stuff if you want it heard. Moving on. I said I would talk about it at the top of the show, but let me know what you think of this. A lot of you have thought about it as a kid, maybe reading a fantasy book from H.G. Wells, The Time Machine. Maybe you watched the movie The Time Machine, or The Time Traveler's Wife, or you thought about it as an adult. Is it real? Is it something that we can never, ever get to in that point of time? There's lots of videos out there. A lot of them are edited, but there's some that are pretty convincing. Like in the 1921 Charlie Chaplin movie, you see a lady walk by the camera walking with a phone, what appears to be a phone. Or there's another video where a person is in the audience of a Mike Tyson fight holding something that appears to be an iPhone. Cell phones weren't that common at that time, and you really had to be rich. And most of the cell phones were huge, you know, when they first came out, and you had to carry the bag. For those that don't know what I'm talking about, look up those early cell phones. It's like carrying a little suitcase. So if time travel was possible, let's just think about this. Would you travel to the past? And if you chose traveling to the past, you could only travel from now to the beginning of history. But if you chose to take the future, you can go from now, like tomorrow, all the way to the end of time. But the thing is, if you whatever you choose, you can't go the other way. So if you choose to go to the past, you can only come back to the present day. And if you chose the future, you can only come back to the present day. And you can't help deter any assassination attempts. You can't jump in front of JFK as he's in the back of the presidential car in Dallas. You can't yell duck to Martin Luther King as he stood at the balcony of the Lorraine Motel in Memphis. Maybe you like speeches like I do. Maybe you would love to be in the crowd, such as, you know, that this is what I would like, amongst the hundreds of thousands of people at the Lincoln Memorial when Martin Luther King gave his I Have a Dream speech. You know, I love the music, and there's so much in the history of music. Motown, Elvis, Jimi Hendrix, the Beatles. I mean, to be in the audience during their first time in the U.S. at the Ed Sullivan Theater, that would have been incredible. To be in a crowd watching the first man on the moon land. But I wouldn't like to go to the future, because if I seen what age I died, whether it's short-lived or a long, meaningful life, I don't want to know this. Otherwise, when I come back to the future, the present day, then I'm always going to be thinking about the time that I died, or the time that I will die. So I ask you, my friends, which way would you go? Would you go to the past, or would you go to the future? You can't change anything. You can't help anyone, or you cease to exist immediately in all times. That's my little talk with you there. What do you guys think? Which way would you like to go? You guys, a lot of you message me and tell me that you like the show, and I appreciate it, and you know, I appreciate the feedback. But I'm just wondering where people think about time travel. What would you like to do? Maybe you'd like to see some relatives that aren't with us any longer, but you can't. You can only observe them from a distance. You can't go interact with them. You can't change the course that's already happened. So, again, that's my talk on time travel. Hope you enjoyed it. And that's the end of the show. But before I go, as always, I want to leave you with a little zen, a little quote. And this time it's by Helen Keller. And her quote is, "Never bend your head. Always hold it high. Look the world straight in the eye." Couldn't agree more. Be proud of who you are. Until next time, my friends. Later.